It is Locked On Jazz for the 31st of January. The Jazz have lost three straight, but two All-Stars steal the day. We'll talk about the whole day, the emotions, and the ballgame, plus hear from Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and Quinn Snyder in a unique edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it a lot better to be a Jazz fan each and every day. It's a Friday edition. I want to do something a little bit differently today, if I may. What I'd like to do is we had press session with Donovan Mitchell, a press session with Rudy Gobert. I thought they were both terrific yesterday. I thought the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show was really interesting about Johnny Bryant and Alex Jensen, as well as Quinn's reaction when I tell him that Rudy said that he couldn't have been there without Quinn. You could tell he was noticeably moved. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Denver game. Then I want to play Donovan's interview. And then I want to, I'll play Rudy's interview and then play Quinn's and kind of talk around them a little bit, but have that be the show today. We don't usually do that, but I think it's good today. I think that's the right thing. And we'll do points gained Friday next week. There's not a lot to be added. So we lose again last night. The 27-1 run in the middle of the third quarter ends the game. Jordan Clarkson puts on a pretty awesome flurry, shows everything he's capable of, late in the game. But it was, you know, you're coming back down from 17 against a team that's only lost two games all year going into the fourth quarter when they lead. So, it was a pretty unlikely circumstance if you're going to get back in it, but got it down to a possession at two different times. So pretty hearty effort, there. I have not rewatched the third and fourth quarter, which I had intended to do, and we'll have to do on the plane. And then we don't have a Saturday show, so I'll have to. I'll just have it for future knowledge. But I'm not sure truly what happened in that 27-1 run. We obviously went ice cold. Torrey Craig was really great. Torrey Craig defended Donovan Mitchell as well as anyone I've seen. He was very physical. The officials let him get away with that. And that, was certainly part of it. We just didn't get the, you know, Bogdanovich makes a bucket at 70-63. We make some subs. Bogdanovich takes a kind of strangely deep three for him. It was a little bit of a heat check. Donovan comes back in at the 309 mark and we just go cold. They get hot. Michael Porter Jr. hits a three. Donovan misses. They get a pretty quick answer on that one. They get an offensive rebound, which is a part of their game. Moutier misses. They get fouled. Beasley goes to the line. Donovan misses a seven-footer. He's pushing a little bit. Donovan turns it over. Another three by Porter's good. Three by Dozier's good. Donovan misses again. Now all of a sudden, that fast, it's 76-70. So we go from, you know, up by nine at 70-61 with 4:13 left in a just blink of an eye. And frankly, Donovan scuffling in that stretch. If he makes one or two shots, it probably feels a little differently. We're all of a sudden, we're down already by the score of 76-70 at that point. Now 78-70 when Grant gets two free throws as Ed Davis fouls Grant. And we just, you know, the game got away, and that's what happens in Denver, probably what happens on a back-to-back. I don't know all the excuses. You know, it's disconcerting. We've lost three games that the opponents have not had James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Clint Capella, Marcus Aldridge, Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, and Paul Millsap. Like, it's interesting that the lineups that are getting out against us of injured players are actually almost more troublesome to us in some ways. That, you know, if Jamal Murray or Gary Harris is playing, Torrey Craig is probably not guarding Donovan Mitchell. How weird is that, right? In the Houston game, P.J. Tucker's not running pick and rolls. In San Antonio, Rudy Gay's not playing center. It's weird. But that's where we are. One of the things I kind of said when we went into this stretch that I was going to be interested to see what happens is the idea of we had been scoring at such an electrifying rate off of missed shots. We are, I think, 1.33 points per missed shot, which is super high. And when we suddenly played good offenses and, one, didn't get as many of those opportunities, and, two, suddenly, you know, had to take the ball out of the net, would we be as good offensively? Now, interestingly, in the last four games, we're pretty the sixth best team in the league after a made shot. We're 1.14 points per possession, which is the sixth best team. But after missed shots, we're not very good right now. We're 22nd in the league at 1.07. It's kind of a lot of what I wondered might happen, is that when we suddenly played good offensive teams and the ball's coming out of the net, more often do we lose that rhythm of running. For the year, we're at 1.14 points per possession after a missed shot. We got crazy hot there for a while on those, and that's what spurred our offense into being the best. I mean, we're still, since Clarkson joined the team and since we made the change, we're still 1.27, which is number one in the league. We're 1.15 in the half court, which is number one in the league. We were getting 38% of our possessions that way, off misses. In the last week, when we've suddenly, you know, started to scuffle a little bit, instead of getting 38% of those possessions, it's down just a tad to 35% of those possessions. It's not a big difference, but it's a little less, right? So, I mean, that's one every 30 possessions less than is now outrunning. I don't know if that's a big incremental difference, but it's enough that, you know, that's the area. Frankly, we're playing better teams. They're probably more athletic. They get better back defensively. They're more engaged. They look at those. They're able to kind of, you know, get back defensively, play us better, and so that's an area where we're just not as good right now, and that's part of it, you know. So we're just not getting quite as many easy baskets as we got before. Our offense last night was not very good, 103.6. Our defense was not very good, another 110. We've had our last three nights. Our defensive rating has been over 110, which is a little bit over league average. You know, we're still the sixth best offense and ninth best defense. It's not like the world's falling in, but this is, you know, we played a bunch of games. Last night was the first time in 16 games that we weren't favored. Back-to-back had probably intuitively, logically had something to do with it. I thought it was interesting that Zach Guthrie at halftime said to me that he thought that the we were sluggish and had to fight through it. I hadn't really noticed that we were sluggish in the first half of the ball game in that same fashion. So that was a little surprising to me. I didn't quite pick up on the fact that I thought we were that sluggish the way he did. A drought, they're good. Late in the game, Nikola Jokic is great. He's actually, you know, truly the best there is late in games in the NBA. And so when we tried to come back from behind and we're down three late, Jokic goes and makes three plays. And Jokic was great. You know, he was uncomfortable in the first half like he often is against Rudy. And I think he came out and kind of established himself in the second half and was far better and played Rudy super well. All right, we'll hear from Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, and then we'll hear from Quinn Snyder. All coming up. Today's show is brought to you in part by Murdoch Hyundai. Murdoch Hyundai is located at 4646 South State Street. It's also located in Linden and in Logan. I'm driving the new Palisade and loving it. It's got every bell and whistle. This is like the essence of Hyundai. Little tiny features that let you know they thought about. How about USB ports in the back seat for everybody, and even a USB port in the third row of seats in the back? Little tiny things. Got the safety feature where the door won't open if a car's coming, so that if your kid tries to pop out of the car and a car's coming, the door automatically latches shut and saves the kid from getting hit. Great safety devices. Those are all the bells and whistles and the features that that Hyundai gives you. The Murdochs want to give you a no-regrets experience and make sure that everything you have there at Murdoch Hyundai is top-notch, and we set you up so that you can walk in and have the best experience possible. Email me at dlock09@gmail.com. That's dlock09@gmail.com if you're going to stop by, if you're looking for a car, if you're looking for Murdoch Hyundai. We'll set you up, get you the meeting at whichever of the three locations, get you treated like a VIP, and get you the best deal possible. It's all at Murdoch Hyundai at 4646 South State Street. Okay, so I thought Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, and Quinn Snyder were great. We don't usually do it this way, so let's start with Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, still important.
Well,
John, tell us about your reaction.
Man, I'm pretty sure you guys, it's out there, but I read a letter from my mom. Believe it or not, I was actually like, you know what, I'm going to go to sleep, try and sleep through it, and it didn't work out too well. So I read it, you know, and I called my mom immediately, and, you know, it's just one of those things you grow up, you know, you ever see guys know, I didn't expect to be in the NBA, and, you know, I tell that story all the time, and then to not only be here, but to be on a team like this, to be an all-star, you know, to represent my team with Rudy, I think is such a blessing, and you know, I'm really excited.
So how did you find out?
Oh, so I kind of found out through some channels, but I just, it wasn't official. You know, you kind of was like a, it's like 90%, but like, you know, you don't, you always want that 100%. So I had to wait till I got the 100% confirmation. And, you know, then my mom, I had the letter. My mom's not here, but she had the letter prepared, you know, for this moment. And I was able to read it. And
what did it say?
It was a lot of things. Actually, it was a lot of it was just, you know, if you're reading this, you know, you're an all-star. And, you know, she was describing the times we'd go to practice on Friday, Saturday, or Friday night, just to come back Saturday morning, you know, drive about 45 minutes to an hour, stuck in traffic, going back to playing the same weekend, going to baseball games, coming back, like doing all that, traveling between, you know, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, like doing all that and just, you know, keeping everything really in perspective and just remembering, you know, where it all started, you know. And she said that she was big on me using basketball for my education. Not that I wasn't, but I was more like, I want to make the NBA. She wasn't really thinking about the NBA at all, you know. And it was kind of like my thing that I can hold over. Like, I was right. You know, moms are always right, but I was right this time. So I think that was just a little joke we had, and, you know, it's pretty special.
What about Jordan? What was Jordan's reaction?
I have it on my phone, but I'll show it later. But she started dancing and screaming when I told her, and it was just, you know, something that she knows. We've worked so hard, and she's sacrificed so much for me to be here. So it's so great to be able to share that moment with her. And, you know, she's seen it all. You know, she's seen the highs, the lows. You know, and to be able to see this moment, I think is pretty cool.
You mentioned that you didn't think you could make the NBA, all that stuff. When did you start believing that you could actually become an all-star?
I think, you know, you play last year, you see, you know, how close you can possibly get and see how close Rudy got. And, you know, he's like, you know what, like, you know, when we come back, you know, we obviously finished the season not the way we wanted to. And I tell people all the time, I still have the same box score going 4-23 in Houston and in game 5. And, you know, I don't forget that, you know. And I think, you know, Rudy kept, you know, how he felt last year. You know, so we all have our little bit of our motivation. So for me, it was just like, I'm going to do everything I can. And, you know, whether it's a starter or a reserve or whatever, I'm going to do whatever I can to just help my team win and become the best player I can be. And, you know, hopefully that equates to me being an all-star, and it did.
What does it mean to you to find out that Rudy made it this year and that you're going along with him?
Big time. You know, obviously I was, as you guys, some of you guys know, I was shooting right next to him when he broke down, you know, and you could feel it. You could definitely feel the passion behind it, you know, of working so hard. And I told him this year, I said, yeah, you know, I made it, but, you know, I could tell how nervous I was after only, like, really having 1 year rather than having a senior shot. But imagine, like, you know, 3 years straight, you know. So for him, this is huge. You know, I'm really excited for him. He's worked so hard. And I told him, I said, I respect him because you can go one of two ways after last year. You can kind of let it, you know, hang over you and kind of let it really defeat you, or do what he did and, you know, kicked it right in the butt, you know, and came back and became an all-star. And I was really happy for him.
We know how tight this team is. What does it mean to have the support from Quinn and Johnny Bryant working with you day in and day out?
Honestly, you know, without them, Rudy and I aren't here, you know. And I like we said yesterday, you know, this isn't the end all, you know, like this isn't the end goal. You know, we have something really, big plan for this season. But, you know, when you have teammates like that support you, man, you have coaches, you have the organization that has your back, the fans, like, you know, it makes your job a lot easier. You know, you, because there have been tough times. There have been tough times in my career. There's been tough times in his. And, you know, the Jazz organization is that my teammates and the fans have just stuck with us. You know, it's not always the case, you know, so I think it's pretty special, you know, to be able to do that. And, you know, like I said, we aren't here, you know, without teammates' trust and without Quinn, you know, and Johnny and the coaches.
Is there a moment you look back at, either a high or a lows? I'm sure I know you well enough to know which one.
Last year's playoffs, for me personally, 4-23, you know, walked off the court, cried in the locker room, you know, said to myself, I'm going to do whatever it takes, you know, to come back and just be better. You know, not so much just to be an all-star, but just be better, you know, as a whole. You know, and I think I've done that. I think there's more for me to do. But that one for me for sure really hits, because that was a moment where it was really a low point, you know, after having, you know, a pretty good rookie year. You know, you come in and expecting kind of something similar, and then you don't get it, you know. And I think that was for me, that was one of those moments for sure.
Donovan, I know what you said about it at the time and then when training camp started, but now that you're an all-star, you're several months removed from China and Team USA and your experience there, what do you think all of that whole experience meant to the all-star campaign that you've had?
I think a lot of it, one, coming into training camp in shape, you know, last year or 2 years ago, I should say, I came in, obviously I was hurt, you know, being able to come in with the basketball experience, coming in after playing under Pop for a summer, being able to learn different things, learn just different habits, you know, that not to necessarily I don't learn here, but, you know, just learning from different areas. You know, obviously you see where Coach Quinn gets a lot of his attention to detail from, his passion and all that. So for me, it was coming in how to be a leader, you know, how to go out there and be more efficient. And I say that not just with shooting, but like just being more efficient with, you know, where I can serve my energy, like, you know, playing better defense, you know, being able to, you know, not turn the ball over, make wise decisions with the basketball. I think that's one thing that's really helped me for sure.
Have you thought about last team question. You might want to be on, and then also
what honestly, you I haven't format? I haven't thought about any of it, to be honest. I'm just really focused on Denver tonight. I like the format. I think it's going to make it competitive. I think it's going to be exciting, and I think it's a great tribute to not only just the charities, but to Kobe as a whole. But, you know, I haven't really thought too much of it. I'm really focused on tonight. So.
Play against Rudy or with him?
Love to play with him. Well, I mean, if we played against him, I'd get a rematch up from the summer. So,
congratulations, man.
Thanks, bud. Thank you.
Jumped out to me on Donovan, actually, is he was not as emotional. As much as Donovan says, you know, I never thought I would make the NBA, I think he understands his place in the game. I think he's done with enough amount of stardom. Pretty revealing, though, about the pain of that Houston loss. I sat in the locker room. I cried. I've still got the box score today. It's you know, those are the things that are driving him. Little did he know he was going to go have a night to the similar level of that Houston game that you talked about. But it was interesting that he brought that back up. Incredible honor for his mom. You know, his mom raised Donovan with intent, purpose is the best way I would say it. There's not a lot of things that happened in Donovan's life that have been an accident. I think mom knew exactly what she was doing each and every step. Donovan's just delightful. You know, he's just a great kid. It's so neat to see him honored like this. He will love it and cherish it. It's great for Utah that these guys get recognized, that the coaches realize what they're doing. They took their winning streak and timed it very well also. I mean, Devin Booker is having a hell of a season, and he doesn't make it. That's a hard one if you're a Phoenix Suns to look at Devin Booker shooting over 50% and carrying that team and making it competitive again and having him not make an all-star bid. That's hard. I was nervous yesterday for Donovan's sake, so I'm really excited for him. I thought that interview was interesting. You'll hear Quinn Snyder talking about Donovan getting better defensively coming up. So cool stuff. I'm going to put Rudy and Quinn virtually back to back here coming up, because I think they are intertwined in this one. And frankly, Rudy, I thought, was borderline about to have, you know, very emotional guy. And I thought he was very emotional again. I'll be totally honest. I changed the question that I was going to ask Rudy. I was going to ask him about his mom, who they lived alone, the two of them, very tight. And his mom decided to, it was okay for Rudy to go to the academy and leave her home alone. And she was incredibly lonely and missed Rudy terribly and sacrificed. And, you know, does this, you know, she made a great sacrifice. What is this for you? But I realized that Rudy was in an emotional state and, as you know, trying to help him out, and he's got to play a game. And I didn't think it was really my job to go Jim Gray on him and try to get him to cry. So I don't. I ask him a different question. But you can hear it. Rudy's, you know, talking about his journey and all the things he's been through. You know, there's more to that journey than I think people realize, and some of the struggles, and you can feel it in him. We'll have that coming up for you. So Spa Via is located in Sandy. They're actually on 102 South State Street, 10261 South State Street. It's really neat. So what Christian and the crew at Spa Via have built there is an opportunity for you to have the spa experience without the cost. You can go up to the mountains and go to the Cliff Lodge or one of the Deer Valley or have this incredible experience. But you know what Spa Via is going to do for you? Donette and her crew are going to give you all of the same thing. A fabulous waiting room, the robes, the feeling of just getting away from the world, or letting you do this and give this as a gift to your spouse or your girlfriend, or take it yourself. And they also have the the relaxing massages, and also the therapeutic deep tissue massages as well for you. And they've created this environment where you get away and you do it for far less. The memberships are great deals for you. But if you'd like to try Spa Via at 102 South State Street, we've got a special deal for you. You buy two gift cards, you get a third one of an equal value. So in other words, if you buy two $50 gift cards, we'll give you a third one for free as a gift from Spa Via. If you do $30 gift cards, you get the third one for $30. So, as well. Call 801-424-7566. That's 801-424-7566. Mention Locked On, and they'll put together a perfect Valentine special package for you. It's Spa Via. It's in Sandy, 102 South State Street. It gives you the opportunity, right next to Orange Theory, gives you the opportunity to have that incredible getaway, whether it's a couple's massage, whether you need it for therapeutic reasons with some deep tissue massage, or you want to give it as a gift to someone. They can handle all those things. Great estheticians on staff as well. So those gift certificates can be used for Valentine's Day for someone in any way you might imagine. It's Spa Via, 801-424-7566. That's Spa Via at 801-424-7566. Rudy Gobert, the All-Star. It was really emotional and fun and great feeling around, and Rudy in the lobby sitting around and talking with us before we went over, and Donovan with Ty and his group there. So there was a lot too yesterday. It was a neat day. Here's Rudy Gobert's media session. I think you'll feel that true emotion from the great Rudy.
Talk to him pretty soon. I talked to my family, and you know, it was just great, you know, to be able to talk to them.
You have an All-Star memory from when you were a kid?
I mean, I just since I started playing basketball, you know, I used to really love watching the events, watching the game, you know, all the things that's going on. So it was really something that I wanted to be a part of one day.
What was the moment like? Just talking with Donovan in the lobby after you guys both met up?
I mean, it was great. You know, it was great because, you know, we felt like we both deserved it. And, you know, we both put a lot of work in, and especially our team, you know, for our teammates to be able to have not just one, but two guys represent the team. It's, you know, it's amazing.
Is it special to be making your All-Star debut with him?
It's very special. You know, we've been through, he's been here for 3 years, but we've been through, you know, a lot together, and, you know, being able to embrace that together and with the support of our teammates, you know, I think, you know, it's an amazing feeling, and, you know, I think all the guys deserve it on our team. You know, we wouldn't be there without the way we've been playing as a team, and, you know, every single person in this locker room is responsible for that.
What are your thoughts on defense in the All-Star game?
I'm gonna go out there and try to win the game. I mean, there's you know, I think pretty good amount of money for charity, so, you know, it would be good to try to get a win, and, you know, and whenever I step on the court, I'm trying to win.
What do you think of the new format that was announced today overall?
I think it might bring out a little more competitiveness. So I think it can be a good idea, you know, and honoring Kobe Bryant is, you know, I think it's something that needed to be done in a way and in another way, so pretty cool.
Any moments along the way that you really think of as kind of either the toughest moments or the moments that you overcame?
I mean, I have a game today, so it's like I didn't want to really get to think about all that stuff, but, you know, just the journey, when you look back at it, you know, when I was a kid, when I said I was going to be a professional player, people were laughing at me. When I said I was going to be in the NBA, people were laughing at me, and same when, you know, I said I was going to be All-Star. So it's, you know, when I look back to all the things, you know, people don't really know about, all the deceptions and, you know, all the things that I've been through as a person, and it's pretty amazing to be there today.
Does it feel any sweeter considering the feeling of being overlooked last season?
I mean, it does, like, it doesn't seem real, you know. It's kind of like, even when I saw the tweet, before I saw it on the TV, I was like, you know, I don't know if it's real yet. So it's, I was just waiting to see it, and, you know, it's pretty, I think I'm just focused on the game today, and once the game is over, I'll be able to take it on in.
Even after you saw the tweet, did you, like, still watch the TV announcement?
We did. You know, it was planned for us to watch the TV with Donovan and Coach, so that's why I put my alarm at 4:45. But when I woke up, it was already out there, so we just acted like we didn't know, and we went to watch the TV.
What did Quinn say?
Since I know you want to play the game, I'll only ask about one moment instead of the other one, but what about the moment when you and Ian Clark had to grab the cab, I think, to go stay at the La Quinta or something to play for the Bakersfield Jam?
Came a long way, man. It was, you know, my rookie year, I wasn't playing at all, but I knew that, you know, if I kept working hard every day, I would be able to become, you know, a very good player in this league. And I don't feel like I've scratched, you know, the surface of who I can be as a player, but, you know, it's great to be able to get rewarded, you know, a few times.
What was Quinn's reaction?
He just hugged me, you know. I mean, the last two times that, 3 years ago when I didn't make it, and a year ago, you know, he called me pretty pissed about it both times. So this time he was able to give me a hug and finally embrace it, you know. So I don't think I'd be here without Quinn. You know, it's a big part of who I am as a player and as a person. So it was pretty cool to enjoy this moment.
Did you see Evan Fournier's tweet?
Yeah, of course he was going to tweet that. But it's my brother, so I let it go.
Rudy, Nikola Jokic also made the All-Star team. What impresses you about his game?
He's just one of the best players in the world in his position. You know, he was a no-brainer for me. You know, his team he's the leader of one of the best teams in the NBA, so, you know, it was a no-brainer.
Do you have a preference which captain you would like to pick you?
Not really. You know, I just want to go out there, represent my country, represent my team, and have a great time. You know, it's the team that I want to win going to pick me. That's all I know.
Do you want to be on the same team as Donovan, or do you want to be able to shut him down?
Either way, that'd be fun to be on the same team, but that'd be fun to play against him too. So, you know, either way, I think me and Donovan are going to embrace it and going to try to represent the Utah Jazz the right way.
Thanks, Rudy.
Congrats, Tom.
Rudy, really, I thought it was wonderful. I then immediately follow Rudy and go back and sit down with Quinn Snyder, and we'll hear that in a second. You know, if you don't remember the story about Rudy and Ian Clark basically rolling their suitcases up the Staples Center ramp, grabbing a cab to go stay at a La Quinta. I'm sure some of these details are wrong. Before they go move to play for the Bakersfield Jam. And, you know, Rudy and Ian were great friends at the time. And, Ian, by the way, right now, how cool is this? Is out visiting the pyramids in Egypt. Follow him on Instagram, and he's doing that. And it's just a long road for Rudy. And I think it's interesting. Like Rudy said, people laughed at me when I said I was going to be in the NBA, and they laughed at me when they said I was going to be an All-Star. He's clearly driven by that. Here is Quinn Snyder. The first part, you get the raw reaction when I tell him what Rudy had just said about him. And then maybe the underlying story is of this is all the work by Johnny Bryant and Alex Jensen.
Welcome back, Pepsi Center time for the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show. A moment ago, Rudy Gobert had two very interesting comments. The first was, I couldn't have done it without Quinn Snyder. What's your reaction when you hear that?
Wow. You know, I didn't. It's the first time I'm hearing that. I'm glad I had an opportunity and have had an opportunity and hopefully continue to have an opportunity to coach Rudy. It's equally special for Donovan. Rudy and I started together. He was obviously here a year before I got here, but he spent time in the D League and, in a lot of ways, when we really felt like that he needed to play, I think he, that decision and that confidence that, our staff and his teammates had in him meant something to him. And it's great to see all his, he's worked so hard, and as has Donovan. That's the thing to me about these two guys getting selected is that just it's a function of hard work.
I'll get back to that in a second. The second comment he made is he hasn't scratched the surface yet, which I thought was interesting that his mentality is still the exact same.
Well, I think he scratched the surface, but that doesn't mean that there's not more there. And you've seen that this year. I mean, I think that's the thing that's interesting about these two guys being selected is that, Donovan's summer was about getting better defensively and making better decisions. Like, it wasn't about scoring more points and making the All-Star game. It was about getting better. And what Rudy's done really since the season started, to become a better player and focusing on details that, maybe aren't as glamorous, but help your team win. And that's what both those guys have done. Rudy, we talk about Rudy and being underappreciated, and he's not. And the things that Donovan does that don't show up in the box score aren't either. And their ability to sacrifice for one another and for both of them to be rewarded for their giving to the team and their teammates, that to me is significant.
The other part of this story, and I know the credit goes to Rudy and Donovan, that's where I have to focus, but I'd like to talk about your coaches for a second. You've built a structure where there's a coach attached to each player. Johnny Bryant has been with Donovan Mitchell every day, and Alex Jensen has been with Rudy Gobert every day. What does this say about their work?
Well, when we think every day, we think every day in the season, and it's every day year-round because those guys spend so much time with them in the summer, whether it's flying to Paris to see Rudy or Johnny being in New York, taking his family to New York before Donovan goes to the national team tryouts to help get him ready. Countless hours of film. They watch film after every game. We watch it as a team, but they watch layers on top of that before practice in our batting practice, we call it BP, before practice. Those guys are together all the time after practice. It's just a constant, and I think as much as anything, there's a connection. It's unique to Johnny and Alex to be able to, that's what coaching's about. It's about connecting with a player on a level where there's trust, and then you're able to coach them because you're able to say the hard things to them. And that's the unique thing about both those guys is that they tell them the truth, and the truth isn't always what you want to hear, but by accepting that, you're able to get better, and they're helping them do that too. So whether it's, clarity, motivation, sweat, when you sweat with a player, they know it. And those guys, that's what they've done. And really, the outside of Donovan and Rudy, those two guys are the most responsible for the success they've had. I can put Rudy in the game and I can, do my part. That's not hard to do. It's not hard to tell Donovan to, attack. But the time and the hours and the emotional investment that those relationships have on both sides, it's also a credit to Donovan and Rudy, the depth that they've of those relationships, those are the things that get you through the hard times and let you enjoy these special times.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
That's head coach Quinn Snyder, Jazz, two All-Stars for the first time since Carlos Boozer and Mehmet Okur.
those two guys really have worked amazing, amazing amounts. Two University of Utah products on the Jazz coaching staff. Johnny and Donovan work together, Alex and Rudy, and they deserve a huge amount of credit and hopefully feel very, very proud today. All right, little different version of Locked On Jazz. I just thought that stuff was too good not to share with you. Have a great weekend. We'll be in Portland bringing you the latest and greatest tomorrow. Hopefully the Jazz get back on their winning ways before coming back home. Tickets are available at utahjazz.com. And two All-Stars for the Utah Jazz selected for the first time since John Stockton and Carlos Boozer. Memo was an injury replacement, and actually Boozer didn't play that year. So pretty awesome for the Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. Have a great one.